let's get into Joe's Need to Know News. This is insane. Like, I'm never afraid to drive, like, if it's thundering and lightning, and now I'm kind of afraid. A Louisiana man's truck was struck by lightning while driving down a highway. The driver was going to work, and I guess his vehicle was struck. It caught on fire.
Oh, my God.
He was able to pull over, but, like, his truck fully engulfed, so I don't know where it struck on. It's like an F-150, I believe. But, guys, his truck is just destroyed.
Did he die?
No. According to the story, he made it out.
Wow.
I was under the impression that one of the safest places to be in a thunderstorm is in your car.
Yeah, that's what I thought,
too. Because of the rubber tires.
Yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, the grounding. But then again, we could all be dumb and just believe that because people told us it. But I agree with you three. That's what I've heard, too. Now you should, like, try to drive around, but...
It's Mythbusters, and the myth is busted.
Boom.
Clearly.
It's Livebusters. There we go. Sorry. Yeah, the man was not hurt, but his truck was a total loss. Okay, I want to give you a follow-up. I think Liv the Web Girl really is excited about this. I told you about this, I think, last fall, maybe. But a financial service company in New Zealand switched to a 4-day work week back in November, and it was actually a huge success. Their workers were 20% more productive, so there's no drop in the amount of work actually getting done. But, and this is the big but, stress was down and the work-life balance was up. Do we really want people to have a good work-life balance? No.
Why?
I'm kidding. That's my point.
That's amazing.
People are getting the work done. They're happier. They finally have a freaking balance where they don't feel like they're at work all the time and they can actually be with friends and family and breathe.
I say we take this information and go straight to the top.
You know what? Why even go that far, Liv? Why don't we just start doing it? You know, real leaders don't ask for permission. They just do stuff, right? Are we taking Mondays or Fridays off?
I am a Monday off person.
Yeah, Monday.
Let's
off.
Put a poll up on our Instagram at Joe and Alex Show. What day would you like us to start taking the off? Because we're gonna do a 4-day work week.
Wednesday.
Excuse me.
Wednesday. It's in the middle. Ugh, we would be off right now. You'd be in bed right now, Joe.
All right, pork chop. Somebody has to watch stuff, so you're not gonna get a 4-day work week. You get 5, okay? We're going to do that for you. All right. This story is quite interesting. And, well, let me get the proper music for it. Uh-oh. Go live. Dab it. Dab it. Dab it. Dab it. Police arrested 3 men in Pennsylvania after finding heroin and drugs inside the home. What they didn't expect to find inside, how about this? A 3-foot alligator protecting the drugs. Yes, officer sees the gator nicknamed El Chapo.
Oh my gosh.
I am El Chapo.
That's cute.
I am here to bite your butt. And it was in honor of Mexican drug lord El Chapo. The DA was surprised by the catch, saying, quote, quite frankly, as we can tell, this is probably the brains behind the operation, saying the actual animal was. The drug dealers likely wanted to project the image of dangerous and strong by keeping the reptile around to keep other drug dealers who might try to rob them away from the house. I agree. Like, if I was a drug dealer, I'm like, oh, you got a gator? You know what? I'm going to leave you and El Chapo alone.
In the Disney movie, The Rescuers, they had 2 alligators protecting their little lair where they took the orphan Penny.
I'm sure that's where they thought of it.
Yeah, they probably were like watching that like nonstop in a box set. El Chapo was taken to a nearby zoo where he is currently under quarantine. He is said to be doing well despite the sudden move.
Crikey.
Wait, did you bring in Steve Irwin?
Crikey. Because he used to capture alligators, right?
Yeah. Yo.
You're right.
I'm the Crocodile King. See me in the swamp. I don't know. Okay, it's like, but there
good
we go.
Job.
I like that beat. We should start using that on the show. And finally today for Joe's Need to Know News. Does anybody know what it is? It's a very special day.
Tickle Day?
No, not Tickle Day. That's yesterday.
Yesterday was Lash Day.
What? I didn't know that.
I missed it too.
Oh, Alex, you got to go tag your lash person now.
Oh, I'm really sad that I missed that.
Live the web girl.
What are you good for, web girl?
I ask her
that all the time. I'm like, you didn't tell me it was National Pizza Day? Come on. Today is National Love Your Pet Day. Shout out. Hey, Benny and Paddington. Aww. I know you're going to hear the podcast. What's up, guys? It's your dad, Joe. I love you so much. I'll see you later. We'll go for a WALK.
Why aren't they listening right now?
Well, they're sleeping. They check out the podcast.
Oh, mine are listening.
That's great. How many do you have?
2.
Oh, okay.
Also, since it is National Love Your Pet Day, give a shout out to your pussy.
What is it? What's the name?
Well, ginger. Sprinkles, ginger. There's lots of names people have.
I have Tony.
Yeah. Porkchop. Porkchop has to give a shout out to his pussy on National Cat Day because his cat, Tony.
Well, there you go.
I love him.
Speaking of that, obviously, I'm going to put a photo up on our Radio Now Facebook page. I'll drop a photo of Benny and Paddington, but you can drop a photo of your dog, your cat, and or whatever your animal is. I want to see your pet up there. Just go to our Radio Now Facebook page and give us a like. And wrapping it up, some guy's cat would always just... you know, annoy him all the time and make noise. So he decided to have some fun with it, and he auto-tuned the cat meowing. It's not over a beat, unfortunately, but still, check this out.
Sounds like T-Pain.
It is. I'm in love with my kitty. Hold on a few more. Ooh.
Dang.
He's poor thing saying he's hungry.
Porkchop speaks cat.
He does. He's like, meow, 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 meow. The video of this and everything else we talked about in Joe's Need to Know News is online. All you got to do is go to joeandalexshow.com.